Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter, and if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now, and you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject is sharing a man. Listen to this subject now. Is sharing a man better than being single?
We're going to ask Tommy not to say nothing.
Please,
during this
Tommy.
Whole damn letter.
I'm not.
Let's try. No, it's going to be hard.
Yeah.
But see
difficult.
If you can. Go ahead, Shirley.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Dear Steve and Shirley, I had an extramarital affair with a man for 9 years, and it was the most significant relationship that I have ever had. It lasted from the time I was 30 until I was 39. Although he was married, we vacationed together, and he treated me well. We also spent Christmas and New Year's Eves together every year. I would fly in first, and then his wife and family would come a day or two later. They would come in a day or two later, just so we could have our time and space to be together. He and I are both athletes, and we enjoyed working out and watching sports together, but I got tired of being number two in his life, so I ended the relationship 5 years ago. We remain friends, and occasionally we meet up for coffee or lunch. I have to try to keep my feelings in check when I see him, because I do still love him. Recently, he told me that he misses the time that he and I spent together, and he said he needs me back in his life. He has asked me to be his second wife in a polygamous marriage, which is allowed here in South Africa. This is the third time he's asked me. The first two times I was younger, and I thought I would meet a man and start a family of my own. Now that I am older and I can no longer have children, I am considering his proposal. Steve and Shirley, this is the greatest man I've ever known and the only man I've ever loved. I don't think I can find this type of connection with anyone else. So I ask you, is it better for me to share him with his first wife or wait for a love of my own and remain single for now? Okay, I mean, the obvious question.
Got to move to Africa.
See, we have asked you not to say anything.
Hey, I told you.
Yes. I mean, obviously, you have questions about all of this, or you wouldn't be writing Steve and I. First, why would you consciously choose to be second? That's not how a person really thinks, especially a person in their right mind. You will never be first if you already are settling for second? And he has no incentive to do anything other than what he's doing. He wants his cake and he wants to eat it too. In other words, he's not leaving his wife, but he still wants you. He's asked you to be his second wife because you are considering and allowing it. I just say, don't do this to yourself. I mean, what about you? You've been with him when you were 30 till 39. You want 9 more years to go by in your life being with this man and having no man of your own? What do you want? What about you? I know you want a man of your own. You want Christmas Day, right, instead of Christmas Eve. Don't you think you deserve that? I mean, anything else should be unacceptable to you. You've got to get out of this place you're in. There are other good men out there. You said this is the best man you've ever known. He was cheating on his wife. That doesn't make him a good man. Put yourself first. Instead of loving him and being so sprung on him, you got to love yourself. You got to choose you. You got to get your self-esteem, your self-confidence up. Stop thinking like one of these, like a desperate woman. There's no way you would be thinking about being his number two if you were your own self number one. You understand what I'm saying? You got to start today remembering and realizing who you really are. Tell this married man to kick rocks. Work on yourself, okay? This is not the man for you. Steve?
I have so many questions in this letter. And I travel. So let's start. I'm in an extramarital affair with a man for 9 years. And it's been the most significant relationship I've ever had. It lasted from the time I was 30 until I was 39, prime time. Although he was married, we vacationed together, and he treated me well. Wait, let me see. How y'all go on vacations together? I'm trying to figure out what married man can go somewhere for a week, taking a vacation, and his wife don't know or ain't there. I don't know how this happened. So I have that question. You ready for the next one? Mm-hmm. We also spent Christmas and New Year's Eve together every year. What? These are major holidays. You can't get Christmas. It just ain't no way to explain Christmas to the wife and them kids. How? New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. You cannot explain those away. And okay, but he ain't through though. She said, I would fly in first. Then his wife and family would come in a day or two later. Come in where? Fly where?
The vacation spot.
And then he fly the family in New Year's Day or the day after. What? Who let their husband go in early? I don't understand what's happening here.
Yeah, no, she didn't say. Well, we'll get into it when we get back.
She didn't say what?
Break right here. We got to take a break right here. I'll tell you. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Is sharing a man better than being single is the subject of today's Strawberry Letter. We'll get back into it right after this.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Shirley, when we left, I was giving my explanation, but you said you could explain this because I was struggling with the part in the letter where they said they were married, we vacationed together, he treated me well, we also spent Christmas and New Year's Eve together every year. I would fly in first, then his wife and family would come in a day or two later. What?
That's for the vacation part. Yeah. That's just for the vacation part. Yeah.
Shirley,
that's all.
Did you read the letter?
Yeah, I did read the letter.
We would also spend Christmas and New Year's Eve together every year. I would fly in first. Mm-hmm. Then his wife and family would come in a day or two later.
Uh-huh.
That's in reference to Christmas and New Year's Eve.
But she said we also spent Christmas and New Year's Eve together. She didn't say that they vacationed Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, fine. I'll accept that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
As a woman, you and Carla.
You already know.
What?
No.
Did he say that he ain't down for Christmas Eve or Christmas? Well, what?
I don't know.
Where is you at? What is you telling these
kids?
You can't
say that to me.
I don't know. What?
I'm so baffled. Okay, so now let me go on through the letter. He and I are both athletes, and we enjoy working out and watching sports together, but I got tired of being number two, so I ended the relationship 5 years ago. Remained friends and occasionally met up for coffee or lunch. I had to keep my feelings in check when I see him because I do still love him. Recently, he told me that he misses the time that he and I spent together and he needs me back in his life. Okay, cool. Listen to this. He has asked me to be his second wife in a
polygamous. You know what that means.
Polygamous is what I'm looking at. Polygamous. In a polygamous marriage, which is allowed here in South Africa. I've been to South Africa many times. Tape shows there and everything. I ain't heard this. I have not heard
that you're gonna have.
Now, I know in Africa there are multiple wives.
Mm-hmm.
It's also allowed in the Arab culture in some places. Multiple wives.
Anywhere you can have multiple husbands.
No, you ain't that. No, see, you're gonna mess around and get somebody killed. Because men don't know how to play in the sandbox together. What? Y'all the only ones that know how to play in the sandbox together. Ain't no man. You can't have multiple husbands.
Checking.
No, it's because you can't do that.
Oh, really?
Because what you have to give away is far more precious, and every man knows that.
Mm-hmm. But he can have all the wives he wants. He just did. Oh, that's fair.
This is the third time he's asked me this, and the first two times I was young, and I thought I would meet a man and start a family on my own. Why are you going to meet a man and start a family on and you seeing this other guy? That ain't going to happen. And now I'm old and I can no longer have children. I'm considering his proposal. Stephen Shirley, this is the greatest man I've ever known and the only man I've ever loved. I don't think I can find this type of connection with anybody else. So I asked you, is it better for me to share him with his first wife or wait for love on my own and remain single for now? I can't answer that for you because obviously you have a proposal that I've never been able to give to anybody. You know, I couldn't even get two women just be my girlfriend at the same time. So I don't know how to hear what he
can't handle it.
I've never been able to convince just be my girlfriend at the same time. I've always had to manage some type of lie to even maintain that.
Well, that's
which
the lie
I think
started.
Is what he doing right now. Mm-hmm. I think he lying up into Max. Now, if you want to do that and you want to sign up for that, go ahead. If that's what you want to do.
Do it.
Go ahead.
No. Tommy, don't do that. Don't
she's
be
probably the best I'm, 9 years of her life. That's the best 9 years.
Because she doesn't know any better.
Well, when you know better, you can do better.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you don't know better, you ain't going to do better.
But she needs to.
So that's where she at right now. Or wait for love on my own or remain single for now. You can wait.
Wait for love. Yeah.
Wait for love.
Come on,
get the chance to love. Wait for love.
Yes.
Yeah. Knowing love the way I do.
Not the
Lucas. Well, I can say for certain that it's true. Chance for me and you. Yeah. Hold on tight. Yeah. You think you're right. Nothing hurts as bad as when you see you gave up to me. Yeah, but
how much do wives cost? Ain't that
the same in the Arab culture? If you have a second wife, that wife has to live in the exact same luxury as the first. There can be no differential. Like, she can't have a big palace and then you got the little studio apartment.
Yeah, I like
to be able to afford
her.
The same.
The exact same.
Go on over there. I'm in my palace.
Everybody I know, all my friends over there, they got one wife. And no, they can't take that in the house.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.